Hello, and welcome to the Cousins Coffee and Cryptids podcast, the podcast where cousins, Will and myself, talk about cryptids, ghost stories, urban legends, and much more. Yeah, I'm out of practice for that a little bit.
Yeah, nice script.
So that's our intro out of the way. I was going to get Will to do it, but he's a bit thick at the moment, so...
A bit groggy.
Yeah, all right. So before the podcast, well, one thing today, I actually do have a coffee while we're recording this time. I was going to make an iced coffee, but I was like, nah, I kind of want a warm drink right now. So we were talking before the podcast about Streamlabs, right?
Yes, sir.
So obviously I've been recording the podcast on Streamlabs. Or Streamlabs OBS as it was known, but now it's obviously not known as that because they're going to take that out of it, and, you know, good riddance. So I had to move over to Streamlabs because my OBS studio was fucking up and I couldn't do anything with it. I couldn't stream, couldn't record. Now we're on my OBS, so there might be some weird audio or anything like that because we haven't fully set it up. That drama was kind of intense. Did you see anything about it?
I actually didn't. I saw something that Bella tweeted or something, and I just didn't bother reading up on it because I'm too lazy to.
Okay, so...
I thought it was just how much it takes up, how much CPU and shit.
No, so Streamlabs got called out by... I can't remember who it was. Let me jump on Twitter real quick and have a look. I think it was called a thing called Lightstream or something like that. Lightstream. The Lightstream is a live streaming studio in your browser. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it actually does, but basically they sort of like basically copied it word for word. And they basically copied exactly what Lightstream did, and then even Elgato got in on it. So basically Lightstream, they actually called out Streamlabs in like a meme. They said, hey, can I copy your homework, with a clown emoji as like who's talking, so I'm assuming they're calling Streamlabs clowns, and then they reply, yeah, just change it up a bit so it's not obvious you copied, and it says clown bet, and it's basically Streamlabs version of Lightstream completely copying it. And Elgato actually replied saying because they came out with a Streamlabs Stream Deck, didn't they? And you know that first time meme with the, like the noose?
Yeah.
They replied with that, like to Lightstream. And also, Streamlabs actually did reply to this tweet saying, "We made a mistake. Text on the landing page was a placeholder text that went into production by error. This is our fault. We removed the text as soon as we found out our intended version is now live. Lightstream team is great, and we've reached out directly to them to apologize." So basically, they got called out, and then OBS sort of like spilt some tea because, you know, everyone thought Streamlabs and Streamlabs OBS was actually a collaboration with OBS, right?
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't. OBS, right, here we go. Legally, Streamlabs didn't do anything wrong. Morally, they did. So, OBS tweeted, near the launch of Streamlabs OBS, Streamlabs reached out to us about using the OBS name. We kindly asked them not to. They did so anyway and followed up by filing a trademark. So they took the trademark of OBS, I think. We tried to sort this out in private, but they've been uncooperative at every turn. So, they've so that legally they've done everything by the books, right? But because they've basically been scumbags, everyone's just dipped and ditched Streamlabs. So Streamlabs are changing their name from Streamlabs OBS to just Streamlabs. Because, like I said, they got called out, and obviously now they want to look good. But they tweeted, "We are taking immediate action to remove OBS from our name. Streamlabs OBS is built on top of the OBS open source platform. Streamlabs OBS is also open source, which I've never actually seen. And our code is publicly available. We take responsibility for our actions and support the community." Basically, people, they're not happy with that. So they're going to remove OBS from the name. So that is kind of why I didn't want to use Streamlabs anymore either. And I was desperate to move back over to OBS Studio. But that's pretty much what happened. It wasn't literally just because of their hardware. I mean, that was one of the reasons people were giving them shit, was because of the hardware usage that apparently it takes up.
So
now I've moved over to Stream Elements for my bot and my alert and things. And I heard Sound Alert's actually something separate, so I don't think that's actually tied in to Streamlabs themselves, so I'm fine with that. But yeah, that's the tea. That's the tea for that.
That's the tea, sis.
Mm. So that's pretty much what happened. But
that's coffee.
Huh?
Said that's coffee.
That's coffee, yeah. Are we gonna really coin that phrase, are we? Because our name's got coffee in. That's the coffee.
The coffee.
I'm pretty sure I just cringed. Yeah. So I'm quickly gonna mess with my filter. give me 2 seconds.
No, I don't think I will give you 2 seconds, Bradley, because we're in the middle of a podcast episode right now. Okay?
Yeah, shut up. Okay, so today's episode is... Dun, dun, dun. As you see by the title, it is British Big Cats, also referred to as ABCs, which
BBC.
Means...
Yeah.
BBC, yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, we've got BBC in the UK as well as BBC on... Hey. In other terms of what BBC is.
Other terms is what, Bradley? In what?
Big. Black. Cock. Anyway. So, they're also referred to as ABCs, which means alien or anomalous. I don't know what that means. Well, alien big cats, pretty much. And obviously they're called aliens because they're not native to the UK. Right.
Yes.
So the sort of general sort of definition of them is, in British folklore, British big cats, also referred to as ABCs, phantom cats, and mystery cats, feature reported sightings of large felids.
That's like tigers, all them shits.
Oh, okay.
All them motherfuckers.
Yeah, in the British countryside. these creatures have been described as panthers, pumas, or black cats. Technically, panthers obviously not a real animal. So, this one's actually a bit closer to home for us. Because what year was it? Let me check. I've got the news.
What year?
The news thing.
What year was it?
2009. Right, 2000. No. In 2009, me and Will grew up in a place called Hertfordshire in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And there was in 2009, there was a lot of sightings around that time of like a big, like sort of black cat creature. People were reporting in an area named, I think it was Chorley Wood, right? That they did it.
I think so.
Which was pretty close to us. And there was also one spotted on the M25 coming off into Maple Cross, which is where I grew up. I'm not going to reveal where Will grew up, but that's where I grew up because I no longer live there. So. British big cats, like, obviously, like, they're not native to the UK, but there are reported, like, hunting, like, killings of these animals in the UK. Yeah. So I've got a story and stuff, and I've got some statistics and things like that. So the reason that this is like our first cryptid, right? These actually come under the cryptid name. Or category, I guess. 4 episodes in and we're finally talking about a cryptid. But it's not a recent thing. These things have been popped up. It's back between, I think it was, I made a note of it. Where was it? Yeah, modern times, the wave of big cat reports come from like the 1950s.
Yeah, 1959.
Yes, the late 50s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's weird because, like, when you think cryptids and things like that, you never really think of the UK, right? You always think of America and Europe having the better, like, the best folklore and things.
The better ones.
Yeah, the better ones. It's like, I remember when I was younger and I was talking to my mum, I was like, why does America have all the cool animals and we've got all the boring animals? And my mum was like, would you really enjoy going into the woods? Because where I used to live, there were woods right next to me, right? Would you really go into the woods with the risk of getting eaten by a wolf or a bear? And I was like, well, now I'm grateful for that. But like, I mean, we did have bears and wolves at one point, right?
Yeah.
Obviously went extinct a couple hundred years ago. But I mean, I think they're introducing wolves back into Scotland and the Scottish Highlands, I think.
Yeah. No, yeah, I heard that.
I'm not sure if they're still doing it, but so in the Watford Observer, this was a big deal back then, man. Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, this was a big deal. Like, the news was reporting on it and everything. Like, you probably don't remember, right?
Barely, but
I mean, you were younger. I mean, I was.
Oh yeah.
Oh, God, when was this? February 2009. How old was I then?
Lad.
I don't know.
Too young.
It was over 10 years ago. So I was like, I was kind of like, how much older am I? Am I 4 years older than you and I?
I'm 19.
I'm 23. I'm like 3 years and
why
a
is
month.
This hard?
Yeah, bro, I can't be asked to math right now. But this was a long time ago, okay? This was a long time ago. I remember distinctly because obviously we keep talking about it, right? Like it was a big thing. And I remember like, you remember in Maple Cross there was the little park and the big park? Do you ever remember those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the little park was right next to the woods, right? And to get in the woods, there's like a hill to go down. You go into like in the woods, you go down in down a hill. And I remember it was getting kind of dark, and I was we were talking about the panther, and there was this kid, I can't remember who it was, who went to my school at the time or something like that. Like, he was like a local kid. He was my friend, of course. I wasn't just doing this to some random kid. But I kept pushing him into the woods, and because he was shitting himself because of this panther sighting in the area. And he wouldn't go in the woods, and I kept pushing him. Now I look back on it, it was kind of an arsehole thing to do. Like it was
a little bit.
It was very mean to do. But I kept pushing him into the woods. I stopped when he was genuinely that scared. Like, he started to cry, and I stopped and I apologized to him. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize, you know, you were. You were that scared of it. And it was like, I remember saying to him, like, oh man, it's just stories, you know, it's not true. But who knows, man? I've done a lot of reading into this, but it could be true.
Yeah.
So they stem from, there's a couple of theories to where they come from. Did you read about any of the theories to what they are?
I didn't actually.
I don't know what material you have. Do you want to share it with me?
I mean, I have something about the Aquadrome.
The Aquadrome? Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a big... Someone was fucking recording a swan bobbing its head, and in the background, there was a fucking big cat.
Oh, really? So, yeah. The Aquadrome is like What is the Aquadrome?
It's a bunch of lakes. You walk around them and shit.
But what is an Aquadrome? So, Aquadrome... Rickmansworth Aquadrome is there's only a couple in the country, apparently.
Oh shit.
It's like a park, right? It's like a national, not a national, it's park, a, but it's like a park,
public
right?
Park. It's a public park. It's a local nature reserve.
So when I say park, before when I was talking about the woods. I mean, like, playground to Americans.
Yeah.
So, like, a playground, whereas this is a park, you know, with lakes and woods and... look up Rickmansworth Aquadrome if you need, like, visual representation. But, so, yeah, so there's a couple theories as to what they are. There's one, a fringe theory, which I think is like a... I'm not 100% sure what a fringe theory is, but it suggests that the animals may be surviving Ice Age fauna. Leopards, scimitar-toothed cats, which are basically like saber-toothed cats. Lions and lynxes have been found in the British Isles. Had been found in the British Isles. So at one point in time, we had big cats in the British Isles and things like that, which is true. You know, like, places like Serbia and things, right? They had, like, lions back in the day. You know what I mean? Because, like, look at... You know, like, ancient Greece, you always see, like, lions and things?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the lions were around back then, around that sort of area. Is this what... Oh, yeah.
Here's the video.
Is this the Aquadrome? Oh, it is the Aquadrome, yeah.
Yeah, it is literally the Aquadrome.
This is...
Right?
You know what I love about this subject is how close to home it really is.
Oh, yeah, bro. It literally
This is on Good Morning Britain, and this is literally... Oh, my God. Yo, that is huge.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That doesn't look like a dog either, bro.
I'll drop the tweet link in the description, but...
It's how it's moving.
Yeah, it's quite big, right?
Yeah.
So, the theory was back when it first spotted in Chorley Wood, was that it was a big dog that had escaped someone's leash.
Mm.
But nobody was buying that, man. Okay, so, remember when I said that there were hunters, like, killing, like, big cats? Well, in 1980, a puma, or a mountain lion, or a cougar, to other people, was captured alive in Scotland.
Scotland.
So, it was captured alive. It was a puma in Scotland. Generally believed to be escaped or released pets that have been held illegally. Like, that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that it's in the countryside, right? Mm-hmm. So, think about it, right? Yeah. Like, where I am now, we have a zoo. And I'm up the north of the UK, and we have lions. So there are big cats that are adapted to this environment.
Oh, man, yeah.
So if they get out, they could survive. I mean, there is actually an entire cryptid. I think it's the Beast of Bodmore or whatever it's called, which we'll go into in another episode, which is one of UK's biggest sort of folklore cryptid sort of thing. Mm. But... Here's some statistics, all right? Number of sightings between April 2004 and July 2005, yeah? Devon, there was 132. Yorkshire, 127. Scotland, 125. Wales, 123. Gloucestershire, 104. Sussex, 103. Cornwall, 99. Kent, 92. Somerset, 91. And Leicestershire, 89.
Yeah,
that was in the space of just over a year. That's a lot of sightings.
That is a lot.
I mean, it's not as many as... I don't think it's as many as, like, America's with their Bigfoot sightings and things. But that is right?
Yeah, that is a lot.
That is a mad picture, though.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking nuts video. It's how it's moving, bro, though. That's the thing. It's not moving like a dog. It's moving like a madness.
Like, one of the comments on it is, looks like a big cat to me, a black leopard or jaguar. Its movement is so much like one of those. It is, right?
No, yeah.
If I can, I'll try and get the video up. I don't really know how to download Twitch. Twitter videos, if you do, you can send it to me real quick. But so this panther is, this one was spotted near Chorley Wood. This is where it all sort of stemmed for us back in 2009. So this was an entire news thing. So it's not a long sort of story. It's not a long article, but so workers on the forthcoming M25 widening project have already upset many local residents. They may, however, be facing a more dangerous opponent, a big cat. Motorist Karen Thomas said that she was stunned to see a large black feline prowling just yards from the roadside at around 3 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. So, it was 3 p.m. on Thursday afternoon in April. So, it wasn't exactly dark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Middle of the fucking day.
It was, yeah, just yards. So, you could see it was a big cat. Yeah. Mrs. Thomas from Form, I don't know what that fuck that is. Was driving between junctions 18 and 19 at the time of sighting. She said, "I am clear as a bell about what I saw. It was a large black cat slinking along and hugging the perimeter of a field about a quarter of the way between the junctions. It was about 50 feet away and was far, far bigger than any dog, about 10 times bigger. It really was like something you'd find in the zoo with a long, rangy black and long tail, back and long tail, not black, back and long tail. It definitely was not a normal cat. It looked more like a panther. I didn't feel threatened at the time, but I certainly wouldn't want to come across it if I was walking." Mrs. Thomas reported the sighting to the police and has registered on the national database tracking similar sightings. Have you seen this? Right, so. So, like...
That's kind of nuts, because it wasn't exactly... dark,
which some of the sightings were right in the area at the time. It was at night. They saw like a big black object crossing the road, kind of thing. but that's close to us, man. That was close to us where we grew up. Yeah. And this aquadrome photo is mad. Like, if it's real and it is a big cat. That's like I said, man. This is close to home for us. This is like a story of our area. It's not just like some cryptid that we necessarily researched into, you know, in the Pacific Northwest of America. It's genuinely right next to us, pretty much. But it was. I'm no longer near, but
yeah, fucking, it's still next to me.
Yeah. Was gonna get eaten by a panther. Wait, didn't you say you had a sort of experience with it?
Yeah, well, I didn't. Mum and dad did. They said they saw a panther at the back of our garden, on top of our fence, or the shed.
Yeah. So a bit of context. So if you go out into his garden, he's got like a half of it sort of like a. It was like concrete, right?
Half grown grey, half grass.
And then the rest of it was like grass. And at the bottom, there's like a shed, essentially.
Huge fucking shed.
Yeah, like a huge shed. And over that shed is like just trees covering it, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But personally, I never had an experience with it. I always felt... The thing is, I kind of forgot about it after a while. Because, you know, I'd walk through the woods to go to the shop with my earphones in. And, like... Do you know what once? I remember walking through the woods and I was playing, you know, Sweet Dreams. You know, Sweet Dreams are me. Yeah. But, and then it gave me a flashback to, you know, that first ever scene in Grimm on the first episode where she's jogging through the woods and gets eaten. Yeah, bro, I was like, I had to change the song because I felt like, so uneasy. Hold up. No, I'm gonna get eaten here.
Someone named Wright.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we grew up with basically saying, yeah, there's panthers in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's panthers in the area.
Yeah.
We sort of grew up with it, right?
Oh, thing. Yeah.
And we used to obviously use it as a way of
excuse to kill people and blame it on the animals.
Yeah, Personally not me. I mean, you do you. No judgment here. But
I can feel the judgment.
Yeah, we would use it obviously as like a way of pranking our friends and things. Like me growing up with obviously, like I said, I was a bit older than you, so I sort of remember it a bit more. It was still a big thing, right? You know, you, oh, do you remember when that woman saw that panther in Chorley Wood? Do you remember when she saw it, like, by the motorway and all that? And, yeah, I mean, well, I don't know, it was...
That shit got passed around.
Yeah, it was weird. But like I said, it's more of a personal thing this time because we're not necessarily in the countryside. We are pretty close to London, but there is a lot of open area, like fields and wooded areas and things.
Woods, yeah.
I haven't heard about an attack though. Have you?
I haven't. No.
When I did do some research
recently,
when I did do some research, I didn't hear about an attack. I'm pretty sure there was an attack on like livestock at one point.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But I think I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure about that though. So the big cat you sent me. The video.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a video. It was a live broadcast.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was part of Good Morning Britain's broadcast. And people spotted it and pointed it out. I'm just going to rewatch this video real quick. Because
it is very convincing if it's fucking not.
Yeah, like it's kind of mad.
Oh, this one's recent. September 30th, 2021.
Okay, what's that?
Dozens of big cat sightings reported over the past couple of days.
Nice. They're coming out of the woodworks, I see. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy this one you sent me. Why are you sort of reading about that? I have got a story. You did ask me if I found a story. Yeah. I did find a story. I don't know. I can't remember where it's based. It says of Lloyd's Avenue. I can't remember. I can't remember where this is based. This is a couple, I think. I'm not 100% sure. All right. So it was about 4 to 5 feet long, and it was certainly no pussycat. Said Sharon of Lloyd's Avenue at the time. When I first saw it, I thought it was a bin liner because it was so black. But then it started to move, and as it turned sideways, I could see all its muscles rippling as it walked. This sounds like a Wattpad story. I'm not gonna lie. The creature disappeared into dense woodland, and Sharon lost sight of it. She estimated it to have been about 60 yards from the animal when she spotted it, and it didn't seem to notice me at all. And was like something you see on a wildlife program. She told her husband of the encounter, and a search was made of the woods with the help of friend Paul Wilton. Good old Paul. They found a single large footprint in a ditch close to the last sighting of the animal, but the hunt otherwise proved to be fruitless. We could hear branches breaking off, and in the distance something was moving in the undergrowth, said Paul of Marshfield Close, Marchwood. Print was left by a large animal, and I had not seen anything like it before. The incident was one of a number of reported sightings of big cats in Hampshire. It was Hampshire around that time. Some animal experts put it all down to overactive imaginations, but others believe there to have been several big cats living across the country. That annoys me when it's always like, oh, you're just thinking, you're just imagining it, right?
You're just seeing things.
But why is it? But is it so? Is it so like
hard to believe?
Yeah, is it definitely a thing that doesn't happen? Is there like absolutely no big cats at all in the UK?
Yeah.
All one has to do is escape from a zoo, or like no, two, yeah. And then they breed, and then you know it's
more come around.
Like, all right, so like hippos in Colombia, I learned about.
Are actually
invasive species. They came from Africa, but they're in Colombian jungles because of Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Emilio Escobar.
They went from like five hippos to like 200 or something like that. But
yeah, they'd be fucking.
They be pounding. But who says that can't be the same for like a big cat, right?
Exactly.
So what's this? What's this article that you just found?
It was shit. It didn't say location or anything.
We don't need the location.
It's a meme.
Like I said, it's not. It's not. Hertfordshire's not even here on the reported sightings list. But it's happened. But like I said, it's different because it's closer to home, right?
A big cat expert has received 25 reported sightings of the mysterious beasts all across England over the past couple of days.
The thing is, right? I think they're sort of nicknaming it the Beast of Hertfordshire, which is cool to me. Like, I love the idea of having that legend, right?
Yeah.
Like in like 20 years' time, someone will come to you and be like, "What's the Beast of Hertfordshire?" And you're just like, "Oh, you know, when I grew up, there was reports back of panthers. Yeah, back in my day, that kind of thing."
I had to fight a panther to get to school.
But there is a big cat sanctuary in Hertfordshire, from what I've just seen.
Is there?
Reports of recent panther sightings have been reinforced by the founder of a big cat sanctuary. And I don't actually know how to say that. I'm not going to lie.
Send it to me. I'll say it first try, bro.
Whirlwind. No, how do you say that? It's Whirlwind Garden City. Something, I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry. I've never been there.
Whirlwind.
It's like a French-looking name, right?
Yeah. A little bit. Oh, my name.
It's Welsh. It means Welsh friend, apparently.
Wellin.
Yeah. Sorry, whoever lives there. Who said a puma has also been seen roaming near this area. Following a report about a panther crossing a road 50 metres in front of a surprised Harpenden man jogging near Luton Airport, a number of similar sightings have been reported. My man was jogging and there was a panther.
Right. Homo was jogging, then the song came on, and I was like, you know what? It's done for today.
Sweet dreams are made of me. apparently none of the cats at Sanctuary have escaped. Apparently they're used for education and conservation purposes, which they had to add.
That's what he said.
He suspects the animal would have come from a private zoo. More than 100 councils have issued people with licenses to keep animals such as tigers and lemurs on private property, according to a Freedom of Information response to the Press Association published in May this year. So, there are private fucking zoos. Apparently, more than 100 councils have issued people with licenses to keep animals such as tigers in our area. About where we grew up. Well, where you're still
at. Why the fuck?
It was seen in a woodland, which is part of the property. It was spotted near the sanctuary, looked like a young female. Wild cat would be hunting for rabbits, deer, and hare. Alright, I've got a personal story. There are reports of lynx as well, right? It's not just panthers and tigers, right? So there's lynx as well. Bro, I'm not even lying. I left my house.
Yeah.
And I walked out and there was this fucking huge, and I'm talking huge, cat walking along across the road. Yeah? Mm-hmm. It looks a bit like a lynx. Yes. I think it was a lynx, or it was like a cat like a lynx. I think was it a lynx? It could have been something else. But anyway, yeah. So it was like a lynx looking cat, right? I think there's a type of wild cat that has been spotted in Scotland, or there's a couple live in Scotland. But so I walk out, right, and this cat is huge, and I'm talking, it's like the size of Missy.
Yeah.
Right. And Missy is Will's dog. She's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, I think. Is it Bull Terrier? Staffordshire Bull Terrier? Is that what Staffies are?
She's some sort of fucking dog.
She's a dog. She's a dog. She's a lovely dog, though. She loves me. I miss her. But Yeah, so it's about, I'd say about the size of that, maybe a bit bigger. Quite thick, right? I'm talking thick, like peanut butter thick. Yeah.
That's a thick ass
That's a
boy.
thick ass boy. But yeah, so I walk out and I'm sort of like following along this cat. I'm not walking along the road and it's sort of walking the other side of the road. It's not like, it's more scared of me. It's cautious of me. It's not like, it ain't looking to attack me. I know that. But I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, bro, is this a lynx, bro? What the fuck is this cat? It is huge and it's staring at me. And then I read about these cats the other day. I should have written down. I got it on these notes. I saw a video about it and I was like, bro, I've seen that. I don't think it was a lynx. I think it was a different type of cat. I was like, bro, that is the cat I saw. That is one of them on the streets just walking. I'm pretty sure that is one of them. But I'm not going to like confirm nor deny. It could literally just be a fucking obese cat. Do you know what I mean? With like mad genes.
Yeah. You ain't judging. You don't judge.
But like, it's crazy. But here's the point. Like, here's the thing, right? I'm just reading this now. A spokeswoman for the Harts Police said that people seeing big cats in the wild should keep a safe distance and phone 101's report. So more and more reports of these are coming out. To the point that the police are telling you to be cautious around them.
Yeah.
Like,
which is fucking nuts to think about.
I mean, yeah, bro. Like, it's like I said, that we grew up close to all of this.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, we didn't grow up in the city where we were away from, like, you know, animals and things. We had forests and woods and hills and fields and.
It's not like we live central London.
Yeah, like we live on the Hertfordshire's on the outskirts. It's not technically, it's not a borough of London. I don't think it is. I don't know if, I think they were going to make it a borough of London, but I'm not sure. But, like, it's kind of terrifying to think about. Like, the beast of Hertfordshire is literally where we grew up.
Yeah.
And.
Just me in a fucking cat costume.
Yeah, it's just. I knew you were into some weird shit, but that just confirms it, doesn't it, really?
I'm a fairy.
Yeah, was a fairy. Like I said, no judgment.
I'm deep into the fairy.
No judgment from me, I guess. But like that's crazy because that's just why I kinda wanted to talk about it because I was thinking to myself, alright, let's do a cryptid, and I was thinking, let's do something in the UK. Let's not go to the generic, you know, cryptids, you know, like Bigfoot and Mothman and all that sort of shit. Let's do something in the UK. And I was looking through the list of cryptids, like well-known cryptids, and it said British big cats. And I was like, oh, that could be good. Because I've actually had a personal sort of, not necessarily like experience with the big cat itself, but the idea of a big cat sighting and rumours and legends. Like, I grew up in an area where those things actually happened for me.
Yeah.
And but these sightings go far back, like not just the 50s, but like way back, right? Medieval times and things. They spoke about big cats, and you know, we had big cats in the British Isles and things like that. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. But I just read that the big cat basically would hunt things like rabbits and things like that. But mate, that video, I kind of can't get over it.
I know, it's nuts. That video is actually fucking.
It is
nuts.
Actually genuinely nuts. I'm going to say this honestly. We need to get some camera equipment, and we need to go investigate some shit. And if this is in the aquadrome,
bro.
We know that place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get some night vision cameras, get some good old gear, and we'll go. Right. Maybe one day we'll evolve into that. Do you know what I mean? we'll evolve from a podcast into a TV show. I really thought this would be a good subject because, like I said, it's close to home and
close to home. Yeah.
And I didn't know about the aquadrome one though. That's crazy.
I didn't even tell us all right.
That's actually crazy.
No, yeah, it's fucking, that's crazy to think about, yeah.
But it's, I love it. It's like, it's very, this was in April this year.
Yeah, that's fucking recent, I know.
Damn. This is a big, I'm looking at this bigger picture, like zoomed in. It's, this can't be a dog. The tail was, oh, the tail was like thick at the back, like a leopard it would be.
Shitty quality video, but you can.
Well, I mean, it's zoomed in, I think, isn't it? So you don't see it as well. No, but like the tail's bushy. It looks like a leopard's tail, and it moves like a cat, bro. Oh, you guys, wait, can you guys can probably hear me watching this video right now, but can't see it. I do apologize. Let me rewind that real quick.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking nuts, bro.
It looks like, oh, I've just been spotted. It looks over, it's like, oh, I've been spotted, now it's moving away.
I'm more like, shit.
It's like, yeah, it's like slithering away like a cat would when they've been spotted. That's crazy. I didn't know about that. I think we should come back to this topic eventually.
Yeah.
I think we should really investigate this. And I'm being genuinely serious, right? We need to get some camera equipment. Bro, even if, to be honest, iPhones nowadays, mad cameras. Just use iPhone.
Nuts cameras.
Nuts cameras. Like, even the XR that I have, you know, nuts camera. So.
Yeah.
Literally. Can just jump on that, bro. We got to go investigate the aquadrome. But yeah.
Takes video at the zoo. Look, guys, big cats.
Well, I just don't want to. I hope we don't die. To be honest, I don't want to be mauled by a fucking.
As long as one of us gets on.
Yeah, camera, if you get on camera, then calm. That's calm. But man, big cats in Britain. Imagine.
That's fucking, yeah, that is crazy.
Is crazy. Like I said, guys, by the way, I've just reset up my OBS, so if there's any issues, like audio or video, I do apologise. But it doesn't seem to have any issues so far. But yeah, that was... I'm convinced that I saw that one of those big cat fuckers.
One of those big fuckers.
Yeah, one of those big fuckers walking down the road. Yeah, but
I had my gun on me.
I had my gun. It would have died.
He would have been fucking dead.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyways.
But anyway, it kind of the theory of the fringe theory. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was like a disproven theory. I think that's what the definition of it is, of it being ice age. Fauna, like ice age animals.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But personally, I think they are just escaped from like zoos and illegal pets and things.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is the most believable theory.
But like, they're obviously not a big problem. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a rumor, they'd be a confirmed species, they'd be a confirmed invasive species.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's weird. Like I said, they can adapt to the UK weather, because they do when they live in zoos in the UK.
Yeah.
We could have, like, leopards and things, like, roaming around. So, you know, especially in Scotland, man, they call that the last... fortification for wildlife or something in the UK. Like, most of the wildlife that's gone extinct in England and things still live up in the Scottish Highlands because it's just so open and wild. It's crazy. So up there, man, they could probably thrive, in all honesty. Same with wolves and things.
They could, no, yeah, easily.
So, I mean, damn, the beast of Hertfordshire, man. Maybe we should. We talk about big cats. We should do another episode at some point in the future on big cats in general. Look into more sightings in different areas. Because, like I said, you remember the beast of Bodmoor or whatever it's called, something like that. I think that's a big cat legend. So even that. I'm pretty sure England has hellhound myths as well, which I'm kind of interested.
Hellhound, bro.
I think so.
Fetch me their souls.
Fetch me their souls. But yeah, I think we should do that, and I think we should do an entire episode literally just for the Hertfordshire one.
Good, yeah,
that would be kind of cool. But I think we should call it here for this week's episode. Yeah. I mean, we're going 45 minutes. last episode was very long.
Fucking
shazam. You know what? To be honest, I want to go back to doing another ghost story one eventually sooner. Like not.
I like ghosts. Yeah.
I've seen so not, many new. Yeah, I've seen so many new stories on Reddit. I really want to like read and talk about, and some pictures and things are really creepy. But yeah. I think we'll call it here. And as always, the next episode subject is a secret, mostly because we haven't chosen it. But it will be a secret, and we'll see you next week with a brand new episode.
Goodbye.
Good morning. With a brand new episode. Thank you for checking out Cousins Coffee and Cryptids. First Cryptids.
Many thanks.
Many thanks. We'll get Will reading some stories again eventually. When he gets right into the mic and reads the stories. But yeah, I hope you guys have a good...
The fitness grand piece.
Yeah, hope you guys have a good day, a good evening, good rest of your week. Stay spooky, motherfuckers. That was cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's our catchphrase now. Now you say it. Say it.
No.
Say, no. Stay spooky.
No. Say it. Stay spooky.
Bye.
You're the